97 Now's Fernando and Greg.
Lovecraft had us so shook today because the reason the girl caught the guy is because he was using WhatsApp. Now, that's an app that it's a free texting on Wi-Fi that started so people could text internationally without having to pay data. But I contend that a lot of people who are cheating use it because you could hide that WhatsApp app in a folder and then nobody can see it until you open it up. But we've got a caller right now. Megan says, if you're using that for that reason, you better be careful.
Tell us about your experience.
So my friend was traveling to Thailand recently, and she had me download the WhatsApp so we could communicate. And I was noticing that every single photo that she sent me would save automatically to my camera roll. And yes. So that's a good way to catch a cheater.
Yes.
Check your camera roll.
Yes, it does. And girl, I was shook the first time it did that when it was a private picture and it ended up on my camera roll. And my friend Osmond had to tell me, you have to go in the settings and tell it not to do that.
Yes.
If you don't. So WhatsApp, literally, if you click on the picture on WhatsApp, it downloads it directly to your camera roll. And I didn't even know that. And then one day I opened up my camera in front of somebody. And I was like, well, not somebody like I was doing anything against, but just like, you know, my grandma.
Oh, sorry.
Bet you've never seen anything like that before, grandma.
We have an anonymous call on the line. Why are you anonymous?
I'm anonymous because I'm connected to law enforcement, and it's not necessarily a cheating app, but all those other things are child's play compared to Signal and Wickr, because both of those apps allow you to have your messages disappear within anything from 5 seconds to one day.
Oh.
And they're completely not traceable.
I've never even heard of those.
Wow.
Right. Most people who do illicit activity have. So, you know, those are pretty amazing apps. Wickr actually doesn't even use U.S. servers. So therefore, we can't even use a subpoena or anything like that to get access to servers.
Oh, because they're not even in the United States. Oh, dang. So
correct.
People who are not only cheating, but they're doing other illegal activity, they use those. We now know if we see those apps on people's phones, we better run from them.
Right.
It's a brand new day. Fernando and Greg.
Waking up early.
99.7 Now.
All right. At this time of day, you're either almost to the office or you're there. So we have the best game for you. We just found out today that if you type in Google, just go to Google, type in Florida man, then your birthday, the craziest headline will come up for you. Now, I'll do mine real quick. I put Florida man July 1st. The very first headline, Florida man clings to hood of a car traveling 70 miles an hour. Now, that one's pretty funny, but Mark's got one that beats mine.
Florida man denies syringes found inside his rectum are his.
No!
You got a good one.
I got a good one.
Oh, my God. So do you believe him?
Oh, no. He said he found them.
Oh, he found them. Yeah, in his rectum.
Yeah, he found them.
I'll just put him here for safekeeping.
Oh, this is the best game ever. Do it with your coworkers today. Doran, I know, is on the phone, too.
Yeah, what did it say for you?
It says, Florida man spotted riding a jet ski on a Florida road.
On a what?
On a Florida road. So he's riding a jet ski on the road.
Which apparently is completely legal because it has a license plate and a tail light on it, and he had a helmet on.
But how does it work? Like, does it go?
It goes.
I got bills.
Is this Melba?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, what a perfect day for you to win, Melba, because you know Thursdays we double the bill pay.
Yes, I know.
Melba.
I listen to you guys every day, I know.
We appreciate it, Melba from Milpitas, and we are paying your AT&T DirecTV bill.
Yes, oh my God, thanks. And I was about to pay that, see?
Well, let us step in and pay it. And then since
we're on time, guys, thank you. This is awesome.
And since we're doubling it, you can go ahead and pay the bill, but then you'll have leftover money to do something fun.
Cool, yay. And my friend actually, like, texted me because I'm at work, and she told me, you better call now. I heard your name. And I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, you better take her to lunch.
I want to take my friend. So thank you.
Shout out.
You guys are awesome, guys.
Shout out your friend.
Her name is Rowan.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Get up.
Fernando. Yeah. And Greg.
Right now.
All right, don't forget, we are paying your bills for the rest of the day because it is a Thursday. All the way until 6:20 with St. John every single hour. But we got to blow something up right now. Now, Shan, I got to say, you are a woman who gets things up. We were in a meeting the other day, and she said, why don't we give away some Disney tickets?
Hey, that's right. And why don't we?
Well, we are tomorrow morning. Woo! We have our Disney blowout starting at 7:15. So tomorrow morning, 7:15, 8:15, 9:15, we've got Disneyland tickets,
yes.
People.
Yes. Oh, my God. So the things I say in the meeting really actually do happen.
They happen.
Because I said, I was like, Jazzy, why don't we get Disneyland tickets? And poof.
It happened. Jazzy made it happen. Look outside. It is a gorgeous day. The weather is so springtime because spring started yesterday. And what better thing to do for spring break than go to Disneyland?
Oh, my God. And they can try the hot Cheeto funnel cake.
Okay. You can try whatever you want because the tickets are on us. So make sure you come back with us tomorrow morning. We will be back, and we got those Disneyland tickets.
And it's Friday tomorrow. Hey. Hello.